Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The 3 Secrets to Effective Time Investment by Elizabeth Gray Saunders. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever felt like you're running on a treadmill all day but getting nowhere?
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly the problem this book tackles. Elizabeth Gray Saunders says we've got the whole concept backward. It's not about managing time because time is fixed. It's about investing it wisely. So the real question is, what are you investing in?
Right, and I love that framing. It's like money. You wouldn't just throw cash at random stuff without thinking. But we do that with our hours.
Exactly. So she lays out 3 secrets, and the first one is to know your design. It's about understanding your own operating system. What are your values? When are you most energetic? What's your work style?
So it's basically saying, stop trying to be a morning person if you're a night owl. Work with your nature, not against it.
Precisely. She says most productivity advice fails because it's one size fits all. But if you know you peak at 10 a.m., that's when you schedule your deep work. Save the admin stuff for your slump.
And I think the values part is huge. If you say family is a priority, but you're working 70 hours a week, there's a disconnect. And that breeds resentment.
Yes, the book calls that a misalignment, and it's a recipe for burnout. So knowing your design is about being honest with yourself.
Okay, so once you know your design, what's the second secret? Because I feel like I'd still get pulled in a million directions.
That's where set clear boundaries comes in. It's building walls around your time and energy. And honestly, this is the one I struggled with.
Really? You're one of the most organized people I know.
Yeah, but I used to say yes to everything. And the book points out that a lack of boundaries is the main reason people feel overwhelmed. We let other people's emergencies become our own.
So how do you actually set them? Just say no to your boss.
Well, she suggests a graceful but firm no. Like, thank you for thinking of me, but I don't have the capacity right now. And you can also set structural boundaries, like no email after 7 p.m.
And you have to communicate those boundaries, right? People can't read your mind.
Exactly. Proactively tell your team when you're most responsive. And for me, turning off notifications was a game changer. That constant ping is like an assault on your attention.
Yeah, I feel like my phone is always buzzing. So you batch your email instead of checking it every 5 minutes?
Yes. Treat your inbox like a task list to process in batches, not a live chat. It's so freeing. And then the third secret is the practical engine. Make powerful choices.
Okay, this is where the rubber meets the road. Instead of asking, what do I have to do? You ask, what's the most valuable thing I can do right now?
And that's where the urgent versus important distinction comes in. The urgent screams, but it's often trivial. The important is quiet and strategic.
So you schedule the important stuff first, and then you let some things go.
Right. And she introduces the idea of good enough. Perfectionism is a massive time thief. For many tasks, 80% is sufficient. Don't spend 2 extra hours polishing a report that's already great.
That's tough for me. I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
I know, but think about the return on your time investment. That extra polish rarely pays off. Instead, pick 3 to 5 key results for the day and treat everything else as a bonus.
3 to 5 key results. That's manageable, and it gives you that feeling of completion and momentum.
Yes, and these 3 secrets work together. Knowing your design helps you set boundaries, and boundaries give you space to make powerful choices. It's a system.
So it's not a one-time fix. It's a practice. You have to keep refining it.
Exactly. And the payoff is not just productivity. It's peace. You feel less guilt and anxiety because you're spending time on what matters. You're the CEO of your own life.
I like that. So the takeaway for me is that I need to stop treating time like an enemy to be conquered and start treating it like a resource to invest in my values.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So remember, you can't manage time, but you can invest it. And that's a choice you get to make every single day. We'll see you in the next one.